And it's time to check in with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Rich, big news this week about Greg Wesley from the Medical College, and he is now the new CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Foundation.
Yeah, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation is a place where a lot of rich people in Milwaukee sort of pool their resources. They run their philanthropy through there. Herb Kohl, for example, had a huge, probably still does, have a huge fund that's sort of under the umbrella of Greater Milwaukee Foundation. And then they decide where money's going to go for big projects. Most recently, the foundation has gotten very involved with boosting education and small business in the Central City. Greg, he's an attorney by training, and he's been on their board already at the foundation and replaces Ellen Gilligan, who is retiring.
Well, one of the stories we've been talking about over the last several weeks is Ascension. And I know a lot of people are wondering, do they have access now to all of their medical records?
Yeah, so the good news this week, if you're an Ascension patient or someone who works there, was that they did restore access to the electronic health records. Not everything is back up and running. And then the other news that came in later in the week was that they said, you know, none of your electronic health records were exposed to the cyber attackers, but there's something else called protected health information. And they said that there were, quote unquote, a small number of their servers or systems out of their 25,000 across the country where there's a concern that the hackers might have stolen some data, but none of that's been confirmed. And they don't know if it's, they got down to the, you know, sort of private information, truly private information about patients.
No, I know we need to keep an eye on that. A lot of people being concerned about it. We're just, what, a month away now? Less than a month. The RNC is going to be here, and they finally have disclosed some of the contractors and suppliers who are going to be there.
Yeah, so, right, we're doing this on Sunday. A month from Monday is when the convention starts, July 15th. Yeah, there's a company called Freeman, which is sort of a national company that does big events all over the place. But we've been asking them, who are the local subcontractors who are on the ground here doing some or a lot of the work? And they did release a few names. J.P. Cullen, which is a big-time general contractor out of Janesville. Staff Electric, big electrical contractor in Menominee Falls. Klein Dickert, which is window glass people in Pewaukee. And then Bliffert Lumber, which is headquartered in Milwaukee and has locations around the area.
It's kind of exciting for a lot of businesses here locally.
Well, that's one of the big selling points of bringing the convention to town, is that these contractors and suppliers, it's a major construction project inside Fiserv Forum. They're converting it from a basketball and concert arena into a convention hall. J.P. Cullen, for example, then will also get work on the back end, sort of putting it back to the way it was when everything started.
Lots of jobs for people locally. We got to get these people into town first. And I see that they're adding flights, a lot of the airlines, just in time for the RNC.
Yeah, guess what? There's going to be a lot of people from Washington, D.C. in particular who need a flight. So United especially is adding flights, you know, before, during, and after the convention, from Mitchell International to Dulles in Virginia, Ronald Reagan in Arlington, Virginia. Also heading west back and forth to Denver. They're also upgrading some of their smaller jets that run through Newark and Chicago to larger size aircraft. American Airlines.
Got to make those convention delegates comfortable.
You do.
Yeah.
American Airlines also adding some round trips from New York, from LaGuardia.
Any idea if any of those flights will stay around after the convention?
I would say it's unlikely. Sorry.
Although Wisconsin tourism industry revenue is up.
It is. It is. Probably a lot of those people are driving in. But yeah, that was the news from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, that their estimate for the economic impact of tourism in the state was increased 5.4% to $25 billion. That's a lot of people hiking and camping and going down water slides. Yeah, they said more people visited. About 2 million more visitors last year versus 2022. And also an increase in overnight guests, which, of course, increases the economic impact.
Well, I imagine that Top Chef in Wisconsin is bringing in a lot of people as well.
I'm sure. Well, that was the idea. And apparently the initial impact, I guess, is the specialty cheesemakers are doing more business because of all the dairy business that we have in our state and that they saw on Top Chef.
And how excited are we that Dan Jacobs is in the finals Wednesday night?
Yeah, that's, again, great. Great for Milwaukee. Great for him.
All right, let's take a look at optical. Shopko went out of business a number of years ago, but Shopko Optical is still around.
Yes, that was one business that they were able to sell off to a private equity company 5 years ago. And in the meantime, they've been going into new markets, acquiring other optical businesses, opening some of their own new freestanding stores. And then the news this past week was that a company in Germany that also specializes in glasses retail. I tried to get the German translation for that, and it didn't really translate well. So it's called Fielmann Group. They say that they're going to integrate. They already have some stores in the U.S., and they're going to integrate Shopko Optical into that. And Shopko Optical has a number of locations around Southeast Wisconsin, so it does impact a lot of customers.
Finally, Rich, we lost a civic leader this past week, and I know a lot of people have wonderful memories of the work he did.
Yes, Jose Olivieri, who we were fortunate enough to get to know at the Business Journal through some of our programs and our Diversity Awards, Central City Business Awards. He was an attorney at Michael Best Law Firm, one of the biggest firms in town, and certainly was a well-regarded attorney. At the same time, he was very involved in education, civic life, in particular for the Hispanic community. He was a native of Puerto Rico, and he did die at age 66 of cancer. He'd been sick for a couple of years and just was very well loved and very well respected. And many, many tributes were coming through as the news spread of his passing.
Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's always great to have you here.
Great to be here.